Philip, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Neil. How you doing, sir?
Very well. Where are we talking to you today?
Where?
Yeah, where are you?
Sir, I'm located in the Richmond area right up the road from you.
Oh, you are? Is that where you're stationed now, or are you out of the service?
No, I'm still in the service, sir. My reserve unit is right here in the Richmond area, and my DOD civilian job is right here in the Richmond area, sir.
Oh, okay. Very, very good. You know, Black History Month and the significance of Black History, we have Dr. Wilson in here twice a month talking about the Civil War and working in the black troops. We talk about everything on both sides of it. When it relating to the U.S. military more recently, how does Black History Month work in and how does it fit in?
Well, sir, I got something special that's especially designed for you. Black history. We have the first elected governor of the state of Virginia, Doug Wilder, who's an Army veteran who served in the Korean War and became our first elected black governor in the whole United States. So we've got trailblazers right here in our own community that have done things. And he's just one of many of the black American really historical figures that have come through our own streets right here in Virginia.
You, during the time of the gut of the story of Men of Honor, you're the third child, so you weren't born yet, were you?
I was 4 years old, sir, when my father lost his leg in 1966.
Oh, you were? Okay. See, I thought you came later. Including, now, your dad, for those of you that have not seen that movie, it is an amazing movie, and your father was an incredible man. What are some of the other African-American hero stories that you know of?
Well, sir, had it not been for another Virginian, Lieutenant Colonel Howard Ball, one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to become a helicopter pilot in the Army Reserve myself. And there's many other stories. I can share one other with you if you like.
Sure.
Major General Jonathan Woodson serves in the Army Reserve Medical Command as the commanding general. He's also been named a hero in medicine and a top African-American in medicine and a top minority executive in healthcare. And there's a website I can give you that can give you many examples of many others, sir, that would be great for everybody to hear.
Sure. Let me have it.
The website is www.usar.army.mil.
usar.army.mil.
Yes, sir.
Got it. How many times do you run into people in your, or have you run into people in your military career that have, you know, gone, Philip Brashear, that knew of your dad? Has that happened often?
Sir, it happens all the time.
Does
especially
it? Yeah.
Since the, yes, sir, especially since the movie came out in 2000.
Yeah. Have
yes,
you
sir.
Seen the movie? How real was it?
Well, actually, Robert De Niro's character is a composite of three different people throughout my dad's career. But in Hollywood, you're not going to kick Robert De Niro out of a movie.
No, I don't think so.
No, sir. No, sir.
Boy, that line just caught me out of left field. A great line. And I yep. did not know that, but that is very interesting. So it was actually three different men that had this tremendous influence on your dad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, sir, another note is my mother wasn't a doctor as the movie shows. That would have probably been a movie in itself, a black woman being a doctor during that time frame from that rural part of Kentucky where my parents grew up. They were just trying to show the fact that my mother had a little bit more education than my father. My father only made it to the eighth grade at the age of 17.
Wow. Did not know that either. What,
yes, sir.
Was the radio a true part of the story, and is it still in the family?
Actually, sir, that's a little bit of Hollywood right there.
Don't tell me that. All right, forget I asked the question.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
That was a cool part.
That was very significant. That was very significant.
You are, in fact, no way. I live in Portsmouth. You're a graduate of Norcom?
I grew up in Cavalier Manor in Portsmouth, sir.
I did not know that.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is amazing. Now, I have to ask you about your career. You are qualified on the UH-1H, UH, Are those all helicopters you're qualified on?
Yes, sir.
And you have over almost 3,000 hours in the air?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Amazing. When you're talking about lessons that we can learn, and we got about 25 seconds, what are some of the lessons that we can learn from some of these men that you mentioned and even your dad?
Well, I tell you, sir, the fact that they come from poor backgrounds, illiterate backgrounds, just harsh racism with my father, physical disability, and also with my father, alcoholism, that there's nothing that you could ever experience in life that you can't achieve or make it out of. I mean, your future is based on what you decided to be.
Yeah. Did your dad's alcoholism come as a result of the accident when he lost his leg?
Well, I think, sir, with all the pressure that he was under, I mean, he was only human, that since that was a flaw in his character, it just manifested itself. But to put himself in the Navy substance abuse program and stating that you have a problem shows a lot of courage on his part to even do that and still be able to retire with honors.
And I need to point out, as far as Philip goes, when you're talking about brave people, after 9/11, you were flying one of the Black Hawk helicopters in Bolivia, I believe. Is that where you were? Oh, you were deployed in Iraq as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you have seen your touch-and-go situations.
So I've being deployed, you get exposed to a lot of harsh realities of war, and I had my share, sir.
Well, Officer Brochure. Oh my, I'm nervous talking to you. You know that, right? I've had five interviews that I've been nervous on, and I've been nervous getting ready for your interview. That is so, just because of the movie and your dad and. I didn't want to say anything stupid like calling you Officer Brochure. The website, one more time for us.
Oh, so the website is www.usar.army.mil. So on that website, you can find out loads of information about our great Army Reserve Force, the people that have served in it, and the future of our force.
And your son is Army ROTCIC?
Yes, but he left the state, sir. He's down in North Carolina at North Carolina A&T.
Well, some people just never know when they have it good. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you're in Richmond. It is a wonderful story, not only about your dad, but about your career and what has happened to you. And we greatly, greatly appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's usar.army.mil.
Yes, sir.
All right. Philip Brochure, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Have a great day.